Better than anyone else in Orange County undercover work, he recognized Weeks on sight. Fat black dude in his 30s with a unique, slow, and elegant speech pattern, as if memorized at some phony English school. Actually, Weeks came from the slums of L.A. He'd learned his diction most likely from edutapes loaned by some college library. Weeks liked to dress in a subdued but classy way, as if he were a doctor or a lawyer. Often he carried an expensive alligator hide attaché case and wore horn-rimmed glasses. Also, he was usually armed, with a shotgun for which he had commissioned a custom-made pistol grip from Italy, very posh and stylish. But at New Path, his assorted shucks would have been stripped away. They would have dressed him like everyone else, in random donated clothes, and stuck his attaché case in the closet. Opening the solid wood door, Arctor entered. Gloomy hall, lounge to his left, guys reading, ping-pong table at the far end, then a kitchen. Slogans on the walls, some hand-done and some printed. The only real failure is to fail others, and so forth. Little noise, little activity. New Path maintained assorted retail industries. Probably most of the residents, guys and chicks alike, were at work at their hair shops and gas stations and ballpoint pen works. He stood there, waiting in a weary way. Yes? A girl appeared, pretty, wearing an extremely short blue cotton skirt and a t-shirt with New Path dyed across it from nipple to nipple. He said in a thick, croaking, humiliated voice, in a bad space. Can't get it together anymore. Can I sit down? Sure. The girl waved, and two guys, mediocre in appearance, showed up, looking impassive. Take him where he can sit down and get him some coffee. What a drag, Arctor thought as he let the two guys coerce him to a seedy-looking, overstuffed couch. Dismal walls, he noticed. Dismal, low-quality, donated paint. They subsisted, though, on contributions, difficulty in getting funded. Thanks, he grated shakily, as if it was an overwhelming relief to be there and sit. Wow, he said, attempting to smooth his hair. He made it seem that he couldn't and gave up. The girl directly before him said firmly, you look like hell, mister. Yeah, both guys agreed in a surprisingly snappy tone. Like real shit. What have you been doing, lying in your own crap? Arctor blanked. Who are you? One guy demanded. You can see what he is, the other said. Some scum from the fucking garbage pail, look. He pointed at Arctor's hair. Lice. That's why you itch, Jack. The girl, calm and above it, but not in any way friendly, said, why'd you come in here, mister? To himself, Arctor thought, because you have a big-time runner in here somewhere, and I'm the man, and you're stupid, all of you. But instead, he muttered cringingly, which was evidently what was expected. Did you say, yes, mister, you can have some coffee? The girl jerked her head, and one of the guys obediently strode off to the kitchen. A pause. Then the girl bent down and touched his knee. You feel pretty bad, don't you? She said softly. He could only nod. Shame, and a sense of disgust at the thing you are, she said. Yeah, he agreed. At the pollution you've made of yourself? A cesspool? Sticking that spike up your ass day after day, injecting your body with... I couldn't go on anymore, Arctor said. This place is the only hope I could think of. I had a friend come in here, I think. He said he was going to. Black dude in his 30s, educated, very polite. And you'll meet the family later, the girl said, if you qualify. You have to pass our requirements, you realize. And the first one is sincere need. I have that, Arctor said. Sincere need. You've got to be bad off to be let in here.
Why, I am, he said.
How strung out are you? What's your habit up to?
Once a day, Arctor said.
Pure?
Yeah, he nodded. I keep a sugar bowl of it on the table.